Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a weird
and embarrassing place. Tonight, we'll be sharing with you some weird world records and some personal embarrassing stories. If you have anything embarrassing or weird to share, then go ahead and call in because it's about to get weird here tonight. We should step it up in tonight's episode of Say What? We welcome all to call in at 347-989-8180. Again, call in at 347-989-8180. Okay, so tonight we have with us, we have Sky High, we have Convey West, we have Nikki Ming, and we have Elena Tillman. To start us off with some embarrassing stories, excuse me, it will be our own Elena Tillman.
Hey guys!
So the other day, I was looking through my photos, and let me tell you, that was a scary sight. I was going from my junior year all the way to my kindergarten year, and it was some scary times. I was looking back and looking at my hairstyles, and I thought I was the hottest thing then. In fact, one of them was, I remember wanting something to do where I could wear a ponytail with my hair down, so what I did is I could cast my sides and put in a ponytail while the other half was down. Oh, I swear. And then I was looking at my eyebrows in the 8th grade.
Oh, my.
There was this one time where my mom, she has these eyebrow shavers, and I didn't know exactly how to use them.
And so I turned it on,
and I put on my eyebrow, the middle of my eyebrow.
And I put it down,
and I went the opposite direction. And so it got stuck.
And I didn't know what to do,
so I started to freak out. And I pulled it and pulled all of my eyebrow hair to where there was a bald spot.
And
right in the middle of your eyebrow?
Yes,
right in the middle of my eyebrow.
Well, at least she got rid of that unibrow finally.
Ouch.
Thanks. And oddly enough, you think I'd learn and put it down or put away? No. I went to my other eyebrow.
You said that with such, like, defeat. Like, no.
No, poor Elena didn't know any better.
At least her eyebrow matched.
Gotta stay in sync.
I'm saying, though,
they're not twins, but they are sisters. So I did the same thing with the other eyebrow. And what I thought would solve the problem was on the left side, I would color it in with Sharpie,
black
Sharpie. And the other side, I would hide with my names.
Well, I guess they were right when they say that girls' faces are pretty much blank canvases.
Exactly. Yeah. And then later in my years, 9th grade year, I thought I finally learned how to do my eyebrows.
Oh, and
so I look back and they were totally different. One was some big bulb and went into this tiny little line. And the other side was pretty decent, more even. Luckily, over the years, after seeing a Twitter post, I now know how to do my eyebrows.
Oh, so I think.
Hopefully.
Well, I remember one of my most embarrassing memories. This freshman year, I went to, it was on my birthday, and I was wearing a dress, and I was walking up the stairs with a cupcake in my hand, and I tripped up the stairs in front of everyone at lunch, and my cupcake fell, and my skirt kind of flew up, and that was one of my worst birthdays. So
I was there to win.
Anyway, right?
Oh yeah,
right.
I ate the cupcake anyway.
So guys, I have this pretty good story. It shouldn't be an embarrassing story, but a select few people decided to make it that way. And we were in church meeting with my age group and the bishop of our church, and the teacher was discussing about service. And we talked about how does service make you feel. And I answered, and I talked about how this one time I did the service with the old lady and helped clean up the backyard. And of course, my bishop was like, oh, thinking that I had some other motives with the old lady. And and especially with my father being a pool man, I don't know. And then the entire age group just went after that and just like went on this like whole 15 minutes about like different stories and just like me doing all this weird stuff. It was really weird and really uncomfortable to be in. And I was trying to get heartfelt testimony about how service makes you feel, but in turn, everyone decided to make fun of me. So I guess that's my embarrassing story.
Good
thing Madonna's never seen you. Oh. Boyfriend's 22. Sounds like Conrad's kind of a girl.
Yeah. Man.
Okay, but another one was, it's not really embarrassing, it's more like a why would you fall for that?
But
it was at my birthday party, and I just got my cake, and my friend goes, oh, wow, your cake smells really good. You should smell it.
And so I was like, oh, okay.
So I go to smell it, and she dumps my head in the cake.
That was just a waste of good cake. Uh-huh. That's not even an embarrassing story.
It looks like we have a caller. We're going to put you in right now. Last four digits, 2723. You're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just love the show. I think you guys are doing just a fantastic job. Keep up the good work. Really proud of you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
we love
you.
The support.
That's great.
Do you have any embarrassing stories to share with us?
Actually, I do. I just want to let you know, give you guys a little background about myself. I'm a former Marine, and, you know, we've been commissioned to tackle on the heavy duties that other people can't do, and... we're taught no fear and take on an enemy. But I want to let you know that when I was over, the first time I was stationed overseas, we were told to stand in formation on the flight line with the CO and everybody around. And, you know, Marines are able to tackle anything, handle any situation, but the one thing they didn't teach us about was bugs. There was an Al-Qaeda bug that flew towards me, and I just ended up breaking formation and running around, and this bug chasing me all over, and the CO laughed, and everybody laughed, and they just had a good time about that. So I learned not to run from bugs anymore.
Oh, I know. If there were bugs, I wouldn't be able to stay in formation either.
I was
that's it,
probably...
and you guys take care.
All right, you have a good night. Thanks for calling.
I know, like, some bugs were flying at me. I just, like, used them as, like, target practice if I was in the Marines just flying at me. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I know. There was this one time. It was the scariest thing ever. I was playing with my dolls, and I was just playing there, you know, and I feel something on my shoulder. So I slowly look to my left. There's this huge spider on my shoulder. So I'm screaming so loud. I was screaming so loud, and I'm screaming, and I'm running into the kitchen, and my parents run in, and they're like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And I was like, "There's a spider on me." And they're like, "Oh, come on. We thought you cut your finger or something."
I personally think that's the same thing,
but you know.
Well, while we're on bugs, I remember, well, freshman year wasn't a good year for me, was it? But I was managing for the boys volleyball team, and I went behind the bleachers to get a ball, and I come out, and one of the other managers looked at me and said, you know there's a spider on your shoulder, right? And I was like, a spider? And started freaking out and like screaming, and like I was shaking my hair. I was like trying to get it off of me. And instead of helping me, the other manager just laughed at me and was just laughing at me the whole time. And I had to run to another manager to get it off of me.
If you want to know, that manager was me.
No help at all. Okay, guys, so what about you? Do you have an embarrassing story for us tonight?
Oh, his life. That's embarrassing.
No, that's pretty perfect. No, but one time when we were bowling, you were there, Willie, when we went bowling with Juanita and all of them, it was my turn to bowl, and we were trying to bowl as softly as we could to see who could make it farthest down the lane, and mine got stuck in the middle of the lane. So everyone was like, it's super slippery, I'm not going to go get it. I was like, oh, no, it's totally fine. It doesn't look slippery at all. What I didn't know, though, is that they put oils on the floors, which helps the bowling ball slide even better. So I took one step onto, like, past the line that you're not supposed to cross, and my foot slid right out from underneath me, and then just, boom, back flopped on the ground. And I had to crawl over on all fours to get off because it was too slippery to stand up again.
So not only does he decide not to go get somebody to help him get the ball, he goes, he falls, crawls off in embarrassment, and then has to go ask the guy to get the ball.
What about you, Willie? Sure.
I will do it after this commercial break.
Hey, everyone likes jewelry. You see it everywhere. Artistic glass by SMS offers handcrafted designs for all members of the family. So it's not like the mass-produced, manufactured stuff you see at the mall. You know, the kind of cookie-cutter stuff you see on every girl at school. It's also like that you can tell exactly where they shop. At Artistic Glass by SMS, each piece is individually designed. That's right. That means that each is as individual as you are. No one else will have it. It will be uniquely you, and check out the guy stuff, too, while you're at smsartisticglass.com. Just type in your email address, and they will send you a code to receive an amazing discount on your first purchase. Don't forget to tell Dad about the email discount, because that will be his favorite part about shopping for Mom. So go to the website artisticglassbysms.com, and you can see some awesome jewelry there. And check back regularly, because they're always coming out with new things. So go there, type in your email address, and they'll mail you an amazing discount for your first purchase. All right, thanks. Back to you, Willie.
Okay, well, for my embarrassing story, it was probably 15, so I'm driving out with family to grandparents for Thanksgiving or something, and it's a particularly rainy and very wet day driving along the I-15 going to Utah, and it finally stops raining. We've got a little bit of break. It's nice. It's starting to light up, and there's just overcast all around. There's no light anywhere that you can really see other sky. And so I am looking around, and I just see this particularly really blue cloud, and it strikes me as funny. Because, I mean, I've seen sunsets, you know, they go pink, orange, yellow, beautiful colors, and here I'm looking at a blue cloud in the middle of a rainstorm. My sister turns to me and she says, "That's the sky, idiot." And they still haven't let me live that down. I was just excited for a blue cloud, you know?
Yeah, but now you realize you see blue clouds really often.
True.
You could even call them an overcast if you really wanted to.
Okay, well, we are going to move our topics to... on world records. And we are going to start with you, Elena. Do you have any world records for us to share?
For being the hottest person? Well, I would like to say on that experience. No. I don't know any.
Yeah, that's why it was a weird one. Because they didn't. No one could believe it.
Whatever. What about you, Nikki?
Well, I know that the world's tallest horse was 20 hands tall and lived in, I believe it was England. And that record was set this year.
How is hands a measure?
They measure horses by hand.
What if they're baby hands? Like,
horse's height.
It's only 6 feet.
Your hands.
They measure horses by hands. I don't know.
What was that comment?
So the way that they measure a horse's height is actually through the measurement of hands. And I don't remember the exact measurement, but it's like it's about 6 inches. So about a half a foot.
Well, I don't know about you, but mine are about 8, probably even 10.
I don't know about mine.
Now we're all measuring hands. Like,
I know.
Hey, mine's 6, mine's 2, mine's...
I have no hands. No. I think my hand's like 7 inches.
Well, I know that. I was looking at some world records before the show, and there's some really interesting ones. There's this one where this guy, he had to put a certain amount of matches out with his tongue. And it was a world record, and he got like 38 or something or 40 something. And he's just sitting there, and he lights the match, and then he licks it with his tongue to put it out. And he did like 46 of those in a minute. And so I'm surprised he didn't burn his tongue. Like, just it stayed moist the whole time.
I don't see how he could stand that. I mean, that would burn
hardcore
in my tongue. Yeah.
Well, a world record here in town in Vegas is Jordan Micah Geller has the largest collection of Nike Air Jordan retro sneakers at the Shoe Museum. And
nice.
Sounds like a sneeze.
Yeah, he has more than 2,500 pairs, all but 8 of which are Nikes.
Jesus, that is a lot of shoes.
From that, just that statement there, that Nikes are the best.
Well, they obviously haven't seen my mom's closet. She has quite a bit of shoes.
That's a record.
Okay, on another note, we have Blackie is a cat, and it became the wealthiest cat in the world when its owner died and left him $12.5 million.
What a waste.
I was that cat.
Well, he has more money than me. A lot of money.
Maybe I'm blonde dating next.
Well, the oldest salsa dancers are Patty Jones, and she's 76 years old, and she danced with this person named Nico in an exhibition in 2011.
I'm not sure if I would like to see an older lady dancing around and everything.
Good job, Grandma.
Gone with the wind.
What are you talking about? I like dancing.
No. I don't know, the pictures of them dancing are kind of odd.
Okay, we have a caller with us, caller 1660. You're on.
Hey, I got a story about when I was at BYU, has this BYU Spectacular for the 4th of July, and so on this football field, and it's just crowded with people. And right down in front, you could go and spread your blanket and be right up close to the stage. And every year, the Osmonds would have this firecracker contest, like how many firecrackers they could burn. And so they were going for a new record. And so they had this huge pile of firecrackers. And so they're like, okay, we're going to light it. And they did the big countdown. And we're down there in front on the blanket waiting for this big record to go off. So they threw a match on it. And instead of, like, it just exploding, all of a sudden this huge wave of a flame just was like whoosh, and it went out over the audience, and people were like running away, and they ran off the stage. They were diving off the stage, like getting all the fire extinguishers and stuff like that. It was the funniest thing. So it didn't exactly go the way they anticipated, and I was glad I just wasn't right up on the front row, but you could feel the heat, and I'm pretty sure those people up front got a few singed hairs by being up there. So it's not always good to get those front row seats, so don't feel bad when you don't get front row seats. It just may save your eyebrows. All right. Hey, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you all for sharing that experience with us, and someone attempting to do a world record. Elena, would you care to share a little bit?
Sure. Let's see here. Well, there's the longest escalator ride in 1998. It was 140 miles long at the Westfield Shopping Center in Australia.
Okay, so do you think that the escalator is actually that long, or that they just constantly stayed on that same escalator?
I feel like it's probably the same escalator, because it says it was at the Westfield Shopping Center. So they probably just stayed on and did it over and over again. I mean, it'd be pretty odd to have a 140-mile-long escalator.
Who's got time for that?
We're
in a shopping mall anyways. Like, what are you, like, get what you need to get out.
I mean, I guess that makes sense if they offer free food during it.
Okay, and we'll finish up our segment with world records right after the commercial.
So it's brought to you by Crystal Image Pools. If you don't look good, neither do we. Operates in the west side of Las Vegas. Clean, clear, and perfect. He does repairs on everything and a monthly cleaning service. If you're looking for a good, reliable pool man, feel free to call 702-443-2723. I'll repeat it one more time, 702-443-2723. And it's a great, reliable pool service, and the people love it. Back to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Conrad. And Great Images for their support. Nikki, we'll have you give our next world record.
Well, since it's almost Christmas time, I thought I'd give you the world record for the largest Christmas decoration, which is a giant ornament that weighs 44 pounds and the diameter 25.6 inches wide.
Okay, so another weird one that I found was, I was actually watching a compilation of some, and there was this one where this dude had a 100 meter dash or a 400 meter dash, and he had to run on all fours. And I can't remember exactly the time, but he had the fastest time of pretty much sprinting on all four. Was it 10 seconds? I think it was 10 seconds. Okay, so 10 seconds of sprinting on all fours for a 400-meter dash. So that's, if you think about it, that's pretty insane. Like, some people on 2 feet don't even get 10 seconds for a 100-meter one, so.
Okay, and then thank you, Sky, Nikki, Elena, for all of those world records. We are going to move to weather with Conrad. Conday West. And he is going outside right now to give us his forecast.
All right. Hello. My name is Conrad Campbell, and I'm doing the weather. And so looking around out here, it's pretty dark. I see some stars, which is kind of unusual when we have the Luxor pointing a brightish light object into space. I don't feel any wind, but it's very cold because I don't have my jacket on. And I believe that is the weather for today. Thank you. Hello, Will? Are you still on? We seem to be having technical difficulties. Sky, you're down.
Okay, so I got traffic tonight, and here in the cul-de-sac of Phoenix and Snow Street, we currently have no traffic at all. Roads are open. Everyone seems to be parked, and
is there any pedestrians out there, guys?
Including me? What?
Oh, sorry for the technical difficulties. But that was weather and traffic was high. Oh, weather was Pompey West and traffic was sky high. Those will be probably reoccurring segments of our radio show, and
I'm not going back out there. It's cold.
And hopefully we'll see some excitement from Smoketree and Silver Lake soon.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think you can hear me.
Can you guys hear me? Hello.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sweet.
But
I remember reading some of those records, and that was pretty odd.
I know, who has time to even think of some of these records?
I know, but there was this one time, my friend and I, she was like, oh, you should do a hula hooping record. And I was like, yeah, that never happened. It just goes out of my mind, so I don't see how people would, like, remember or like to stay doing that. Weird.
Oh, well, thank you guys for listening, and remember to call in next show. Call in at 347-989-8180. We're on from 7 to 8 next Friday.
Again, we'd like to thank all those who called in and supported us, and we really would ask you, callers, listeners, to call in and give us your input. We'd love to hear from you guys, and they're thankful for when you do.
And remember to spread the word about Step It Up.
Word.
And this will end our segment of Say What and Step It Up. Have a great night, Las Vegas.
Thank you.